Yes, absolutely. Knives have been prohibited for more than a decade unilaterally, and that has been a very positive development in our nation's aviation security, and it's absolutely a bad idea to take a step backwards.
Well, and I was wondering, because we're hearing more and more of those stories, Vita, about unruly passengers on the planes, and they don't have knives at this point. So, you know, you add something like that to the mix, and it sounds like it could be a much tougher job for the people in your association.
That's exactly right. This isn't just about a potential terrorist attack. This is about ensuring the safety and integrity of the aircraft cabin and every passenger on every flight. And you're absolutely correct. Flight attendants are trained to de-escalate any potentially harmful situation. And if somebody came on board, didn't mean to necessarily cause harm, but got into an altercation and then can all of a sudden wield a knife, that can become a really dangerous scenario. I mean, we're trained as flight attendants. I'm actually a flight attendant for Alaska Airlines, and we go through training every year on security training. What I would say in that training is we've been asking for more than a decade to have flight attendants have meaningful self-defense and security training to be able to fend off any potential attacker. We don't have that, but the TSA is going to let knives back on board. It doesn't add up.
Do flight attendants plan any sort of organized protest?
Yeah, we actually did just start a petition last night, late in the night, at AFACWA.org. That's a White House petition, asking the president to reconsider this dumb policy.